Washington has recently been attempting to assuage Russian hostility to the planned location of parts of a US anti-missile shield in the Czech Republic and Poland. One suggestion is that Russian military officials could oversee the sites on the ground. But that idea has really raised hackles in Prague. Russian soldiers occupied the country for 20 years after invading in 1968. And the notion that even a small number could come back is hard for many Czechs to swallow. Daniela Lazareva has this report.
The Czech government had barely started making some headway in convincing the public that hosting a US radar site on Czech territory would be to the country's advantage when Washington announced its unexpected concession to Russia. The Cold War is over. Russia is not our enemy, US President Bush said, urging the Russians to cooperate in blunting what he called a growing threat from Iran. While in Moscow, the appeal evoked a lukewarm reaction, in Prague it caused a veritable storm. Lower House Deputy Chairman Lubomír Zaorálek of the opposition Social Democrats said that without Czech consent, the US offer to Moscow was a breach of Czech sovereignty.
It's simply not acceptable for any country to negotiate with another country about deploying soldiers, be they Turkish, Chinese or Russian, on the territory of a sovereign state.
Mr. Zaorálek demanded to know whether the Czech government knew beforehand of the US proposal, and if so, why it had not informed the lower house about it. Under fire, Prime Minister Topolánek said that the opposition was blowing the matter out of proportion. Nothing had been settled, he said, and nothing would be done without Czech consent. Despite the Prime Minister's assurances, the manner in which this news broke has thrown a spanner in the government's efforts to win support for the US radar base. It is grist to the mill of the opposition Social Democrats and Communists who were against the radar from the start. And even some members of the coalition government who originally supported the radar base said they might vote against it if it involved having a Russian military presence in the Czech Republic, no matter how small. Washington's efforts to overcome Russian hostility to its missile defense program have ruffled a lot of feathers in Prague, and political analyst Jiří Pehe says that if the two countries decide to go ahead with a plan, the Czech government will have to make an embarrassing about-turn.
If the Americans and the Russians decide that this is a way to go, then the United States will put a lot of pressure on Czech politicians. And at that point, I think the government will have many problems. First, it will need to communicate this new situation to the public, and that will not be easy. And second, I think that the Czech government has, in a way, cornered itself by putting so much emphasis on bilateral negotiations with the United States on the issue of the American radar, and by insisting that Russia should have no part in influencing the Czech government's decision. Now, of course, politically, this is a very sensitive issue for the Czech government, because it would have to admit that under pressure from the United States, it had to totally reverse its policies and make Russia a part of the deal.
No matter how the situation develops, the Prime Minister will have to explain the government's position on this sensitive matter to the lower house next Tuesday, where opposition deputies are preparing to grill him on issues of foreign policy and national interests.